Because I was going to talk about it when we got
everybody. Heather's got a dog poop story to start us off with.
Well, it's freezing over here.
So, wait. Before we start with the dog poop.
Oh, yeah.
Just everyone, welcome.
Welcome. Hello.
Hey, yo.
Oh, hey, we've got Erin here today as
I'm
our
back.
Little guest.
Yeah.
Because Erin just stops by the house on her way home.
I forced my way in.
We put her on the podcast.
Well, it's convenient.
It's convenient.
Yeah, for
so,
everybody.
Welcome, everyone.
Hi.
I'm Jacoby.
I'm Heather.
And together we make a
Jether.
Welcome. You're listening to Jether's Random Stuff. We have a super awesome episode for you guys today. I hope everyone has liked us on iTunes because then you'll get and subscribe to us because then you'll get an email whenever we have a new episode. So please subscribe and give us 5 stars. So Heather has a poop story.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you. There'll be some applause afterwards for sure because I have figured out an issue and a solution.
Oh, you know what? I love it when there's a solution to the problem.
There is a solution to my problem.
Okay.
So my issue has been that since I've adopted the new dog, Merlot, who shits like a horse.
Yeah.
I have to do the poop every day in the yard instead of every 3 days.
So for those of you who don't have dogs... Doing the poop means you go outside and you pick up the poop out in your yard every day.
With a bag.
With a baggie.
And you should put all the shit in the bag.
Does the shit go in the garbage receptacle then?
I hope so. Kay. For most people. It does in my house.
Okay. All right.
I hope everybody else does the same.
Okay.
Go
on.
I have been going out there to do the dog shit. I've been having these issues lately with me stepping in dog poop. 99% of the time when
I go out
there.
Wait a second. Are you not looking where you're walking?
You should see me. I'm staring at the ground nonstop and really thinking out every step.
How are you stepping in it then?
Okay. There's one or two things that happens here.
First
one is Merlot steps on it and makes it look like dirt because she's dug up so much of my fucking yard that there's more dirt than grass now. And my whole backyard was grass.
And granted, dog poop and dirt are the same color.
If she smashes it down... then I can't see it.
But so wait. Another question.
Okay.
Did a little tangent. If she's stepping in her own dog shit, does she then track it into your house because it's stuck on her paws? Yeah,
it does not. Because
she wipes her feet.
Yeah.
I have 3 towels
I knew it.
Sitting by my front door and a bath or a doormat that I change out every other week because I buy it from Costco. I throw away this one and I buy a new one for $12.
Don't wash it.
Every
just throw it
2 weeks.
All right. That's good.
And
that's awesome.
I have trained the dogs to wipe their paws on it. And then I take their paws and I wipe them like we're talking surgical.
With the
prepping.
Lysol wipes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I am really working this shit in to make sure that there's no dog prints going into my fucking house.
I was just concerned about the dog shit in your house.
You should know there's no dog shit in my house.
I should know better.
So I'd always check my shoes, and sure enough, every fucking day, there's dog shit on my shoes.
And that does not come out easily.
No. During the summer, I spray it off with a fucking hose on the outside. During this winter, because my hoses don't work, because they're shut off,
then
it goes inside the house in the spare room tub. By the way, anybody that stays in my house, don't use a spare room tub because I use it for so much shit. Because
apparently it's full of dog shit.
Well, you know how clean I am.
I know.
I fucking clean the shit out of this.
I know. It's still got dog shit.
There was dog shit in it at one point, yes.
Okay.
So I clean it off. It's fantastic. It's fine. I will say this week, because our temperature has been below 20.
Yep.
They're like rocks. You can't, you step on them. It's like stepping on a rock.
Well, yeah, that's better though, isn't it?
There's no dog shit going into my house. Don't have to wipe their paws off. Everything's frozen. It's fantastic. But I did have a solution to my problem for when it doesn't ice up.
Okay.
Do you know the movers, how they use the little booties on their feet when they go into the house so they don't track anything into your house?
Yes.
I bought 500 pairs of those off Amazon for $20. I will be putting these on my feet.
You gotta love Amazon. Oh, so wait a minute. So you're gonna put the booties on your feet and then you just throw them away when you come back.
They're
gonna
go into the poop bag.
Oh, they go in the poop bag with poo.
Basically, I have a small bag for the dog poop, and then that small bag goes into a big garbage bag that I then go into and then do the cat shit right after that. Because you know I have 16 litter boxes I have to change every day.
A lot of shit in your house, yeah.
There's a lot of shit outdoors and indoors.
A lot of shit going on everywhere there.
That's what I'm doing. I call them the poop boots.
Poop. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my poop boots. And I put the poop boots on over top of my shoes. I walk around my backyard and I clean up my dog shit before I come in. I put the take the poop boots off, put them into the dog shit bag. Then the dog shit bag goes into the cat shit bag. And then I go and change the cat boxes. And then all the shit goes into the garbage.
You are the master of shit.
I am a shit master.
You're the shit master. I've got to say that.
Anyway, that's my poop story. And I have finally found a solution, Heather, after about 2 months of me walking in dog shit every day and cleaning
you
my shoes.
You are a poop master. Hail to the poop master. Hail to the god of poop. Master.
Like, yes.
You're a poop genius.
Thank you. Thor was actually shocked by my whole idea of getting these little moving booties. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, when I actually told him, I was like, you know those things that the movers put on their shoes before they come into your house? He's like, oh my God, Heather, you're not getting to that point where you're going to make all of our friends put these shoes on before they come into your house.
I'm like, no,
I'm not like that. I told him my poop thing. He's like, okay, that's
only if I go in the backyard, right?
Anybody goes in my backyard if I haven't cleaned the shit out for that day, you putting the poop boots on.
Poop boots. You know what? We can make a really cute little container that says poop boots.
Yeah, the fireball.
And on. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
There's a smile. I'm trying to get a smile out of you over there.
We're talking shit. We're talking about shit. Important shit.
I'm going to get pictures so I can post it to your Facebook.
Yeah, you should. Holy shit.
Oh, my God. So, well, yeah, that's my shit story for the day.
All right, Heather Poopmaster.
Thank you. I figured out.
Hey, let's have some applause for the Poopmaster. That's fucking awesome. Okay.
We got a great topic today.
We have a great topic today. So, addition to talking about poop and shit.
Well, that was just our intro.
For the intro.
We're getting to our real shit. Because if you guys haven't noticed, we're going to try to stick to crimes.
Yeah, we are. We love crime.
Not
that we'd like to see people get injured or hurt or anything like that.
Well,
we're not willing
to do the crime.
We like weird and crazy, like, crimes. Like
my favorite stupid crime.
Stupid crime.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, fucked up news. Everybody mm-hmm. loved the fucked up
love
news.
Love the fucked up news.
So we're kind of trying to stick to fucked up news type of things.
And that will be
Aaron, what's Aaron
she
doing?
She needs wine.
Oh, Aaron's out of wine. Shit.
She's behind us.
God. Yeah, she is. She got here late. So she's a bottle behind.
She actually has to work in the afternoon on Tuesdays. What is that like?
Why do you have to work?
Work on Tuesday afternoon?
God.
That's weird.
If we had more listeners, maybe we wouldn't have day jobs.
Aaron wouldn't have to work in the afternoon.
Yeah, listeners, 5 stars on iTunes.
Please. Guys.
Come on.
Email us.
Get it together.
Jether's random stuff.
I actually like my job, but I'd like not to do it.
I don't like my job, and I'd like to not do it.
Kobe, if we get you a job at our place, and we thought you'd be happy, we'd do it, but you wouldn't.
I would never work at your place after listening to the two of you. No fucking way.
Wait, the front desk was awesome.
Yeah. Front desk? No. I could do front desk. I could do the shit out of the front desk, but everyone would fucking hate me. I'm just going to tell you right now.
You could do Anne's job. She's an accountant.
All right. I could do it.
And then she'd stay in her office because she likes her office.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to stay in an office and not deal and not interact with people in any way.
Our office manager, she has an assistant that she can send out, but she just doesn't do it very often.
Mm-hmm. Oh. See, I'd like to just sit at a desk and work and not have to interact with people ever.
She's hired.
Mm-hmm. I'll do it. All right. So we have 9 different crimes that we're going to talk about. Weird and crazy crimes. And all of these happened in the year 2018. So they're fairly recent. And they all have kind of a weird twist. And Heather's, what are you doing with the dog, babe?
Okay. He's a little heavy.
He's like, okay, is he just going to, all right.
Well, he was bugging me. And so I decided to haul his ass up on my lap, but I lost my heating pad in the process.
Oh, whoops.
She's having issues over there. It's okay.
We're a little technical dog issue right now that does not include poop. So that's good.
Yeah, thank God he's not shitting in here.
Okay. We're going to start out with a man that lives in Germany. His name is Klaus.
Claus.
Like Santa Claus.
That's like
Santa
what Claus. I was thinking that
the
I
same
saw
Claus.
That. Yeah, Claus.
He is 56 years old.
He's a youngin.
He's a youngin. Youngin Claus in Germany. Oh. So he apparently murdered 21 of his coworkers by putting poison in their lunches.
Are you guys listening
That's
to this
actually
at the
pretty
village?
Smart.
Don't piss me off.
So we're going to make a casserole.
FYI.
Bring anyone in tomorrow.
We're going to make a quote casserole for everyone at work.
Anyone? Anne? Would you like some?
So some of his colleagues found this white powder in their sandwiches and reported it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Claus. Oh, my goodness.
And he was caught on a security camera going through coworkers' lunches and sprinkling some kind of mysterious substance on their food.
Why do something like that when there's security cameras?
I know, right?
There's like cameras everywhere.
So literally, this is what they found. Toxic chemicals, including mercury, quicksilver and lead that he was putting
Claus
on them.
Loved his coworkers.
21 of his colleagues died. 21 died.
21.
But this is over the course of 18 years. So I'm guessing like if he just like didn't like someone, he's like, you know what?
I'm going to kill him off.
Gone.
Yeah.
You're gone.
Hey, what lunch bag's yours? Oh, that's a nice lunch bag.
Oh, the one that says your name on it?
That's great.
What'd you bring for lunch?
Yeah.
You got a tuna sandwich? I'm going to make it special for you.
Yeah. A little special seasoning.
Little special sandwich for you.
So maybe did any of these deaths probably some of them were prolonged. Like it took like agony of years and years
slowly
dying
to
kill them off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Usually when you poison someone with like arsenic or something, it takes a while for them to die. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And not that I know that for any reason.
Don't worry, people that work with Kobe.
You're all safe.
Everything's okay.
You're
safe and secure.
All safe.
Now the people that work with me. I don't know, guys.
Depends if it's a good day or bad day.
You would have thought today would have been a poisoning day.
Today sounds like
a good mood.
You were in a really good mood today.
I had the crappiest patients all day.
It sounds like Aaron might have poisoned somebody today.
Yeah, I may have, and I still might.
Fucking thank
Watch
God,
your back, people.
I'm on the good side of that.
Yeah,
the week isn't over yet, people.
I just get angry when I can't work with Heather when I don't see her for very long, like Monday. I barely saw her, and
Monday
I was like,
"Was only a Tara day."
I felt like
it was sad.
I couldn't get over there. I just couldn't effing get over there.
Maybe that's why I was bitchy.
Yeah,
is that because you couldn't talk to Aaron? Is that why?
I was just sucked into the black
hole
of life.
She makes me forget that I'm in at work, and we just talk. Probably not everything we should talk about. Yeah. They are high on nitrous.
They don't know what you guys are talking about.
No.
We talk a lot about wine. I don't know how appropriate that is, but sorry, teenagers.
Well, the good thing about the wine thing is most teenagers are on thinking, fuck yeah, I want to get a bottle of wine.
Right.
None of them are saying that.
No, yeah. We say the names of wine. So it's like Cab, Merlot. And so it's kind of like they don't know what we're talking about. And then if they did, she could just be like, oh, that's my animal.
Yeah. That's true. It's just the name
of
the class of
animal.
There's a 50-50 chance that there is probably an animal named after that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're still recording, but I'm having some technical issues with my computer right now. It has like a blank screen on it.
Do you want to pause it and see?
I can't pause it. Oh. It won't let me do anything right now.
Oh, that's unusual. So we're going to keep going and see what happens.
Yeah, I guess we're just going to keep going. I think it's still recording. It looks like it is, but it's kind of blank. So we'll just say it is. And I'm just waiting. I'm waiting to see what happens. Okay.
I don't know. It's my confused face. And it's my worried face. Like, oh, fuck, what happens if it doesn't
record? I know.
Record?
And it's like, we have so many technical difficulties with this fucking thing. Okay.
Jeff, are you hearing this?
I need a new laptop.
Are you hearing this, Jeff?
I need a new laptop.
New laptop. And we might need some technician services.
I think I have to update it.
Okay, anyway, I'm going to get a picture of you.
Okay, wait.
Okay, smile.
Confused face.
How's that? Look, I'm pretty.
That's cute.
Oh.
Your eyes are kind of closed, though.
They're always closed in pictures.
I know. Her eyes are always closed. Okay. It doesn't.
Try it one more time.
I mean, I haven't even done extracurricular stuff to make them closed.
It just like automatically close your fucking eyes. I don't
know
why.
I'm
going to
make them so big, like huge. Are they huge? Yay.
They were. Okay.
Sorry. Okay.
These are all going up on Friday. Aaron, you have to send those to me so I can post them. Okay. All
right. You look kind of crazy in that.
Look how wide my eyes are.
You're looking crazy. Oh my God. You look freaky. Okay.
I look like one of the murderers we're going to talk about.
All right. I'm going to move on to the next one.
Okay.
Okay.
Moving on.
Oh,
from
wait.
Kloss.
No, wait. Like, what happened with Kloss? Like, talk about him.
Did he get in trouble?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Well,
sorry.
I'm assuming if there is evidence that they're saying that he poisoned 21 people.
They have him on camera, like,
and he's on
shit on people.
Okay.
But it took that long for them to figure it out it was him?
We don't know.
Like 18 years.
18 years is a long time.
Yeah.
That's a whole career.
Yeah.
Maybe the detective work is a little slower in Germany.
They kept going back to the same workplace,
you know,
and they were like, Kloss is the only one that works here still. Let's check the cameras and check Kloss out because he's the only one works here still.
Kloss is the only one left alive.
Yeah, he's the only one alive, so it must be him. Kloss.
Damn you, Kloss. Don't poison your coworkers.
Dang it. We're moving on to the Swedish crown jewels.
Ooh.
So...
Some crown jewels.
Some thieves stole the crown jewels from the, and I'm going to try to say this.
You're going to butcher the Sweden royalty?
Strongnäs Cathedral.
That sounds nice.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That belonged to Sweden's Carl VI and his wife, Queen Christina.
So I'm assuming Ooh. Queen Christina was the main monarch because Carl didn't get to be king.
He was king.
Did it say king?
Yeah. So it's King Carl VI and Queen Christina. Yeah.
I missed the king.
So they took what they stole was two crowns and a royal orb.
An orb?
An orb.
Like an alien orb?
Like, I would love to have an orb.
Wait, that'd what is cool. an orb? Is that something you put inside you?
It's like a written. Let's not go there right now.
Oh, okay.
An orb is like a circle, like a
so
glass,
it's not the egg thingy,
like a glass ball. Okay. Yeah,
that floats.
That's probably on a stick.
Wait, are you sure it doesn't go in you? It sure
I
sounds
am
like it does.
Goddamn positive, it doesn't. All right.
Okay.
Sorry. All right.
It says on it, do not insert into any orifice.
Do not enter.
Yeah.
You don't want to go to the hospital for that shit.
You imagine how funny that would be.
Uh-huh.
So I put this orb in there.
I put an orb there.
I can't get it out.
And
the orb is stuck?
And it's stuck.
In my vagina.
Wait, there's been people that have gone to the hospital for their penises and vaginas not being able to unstick.
Oh my.
Or they put stuff
Things
up their
in there.
Bung holes.
My
the bun hills happen there. But I remember this one story of my nurse.
That's embarrassing.
I have a nurse friend.
Can you imagine something hanging out of your ass walking into ER?
Can you imagine having to walk in the ER connected?
I got some this whatever.
I don't be connected.
How did you walk? We need a stretcher out here, please.
I mean, if you were doggy style, you could walk. Barely.
True.
But
true.
You know what?
I would not. I would not go to the hospital.
What if you could not unstuck yourself? What if it was days? And you
wait,
could not
no,
unstuck.
Wait. Literally, how could you not unstick yourself?
I didn't really ask those questions. But we both have a friend that works in the ER.
I know.
And she told me this story.
No, she just told me that she saw people like stuff shit up their bunghole and couldn't get it back out.
There was one story where
and she said it was more common than you think, which is scary as shit.
Not the heterosexual connection and not be able to sever the connection.
I don't understand what you're doing that you can't break apart. Because
maybe somebody got swollen.
You have some like super glue or something that you're using as a lube. I don't understand.
Maybe they mistake the lube for the super glue.
That's just wrong. It's wrong. It's sick and wrong.
Okay,
right.
So back to the orb.
Okay,
the orb.
Sorry, I got sidetracked
on
the
orb. God, I hope
orb.
This is recording.
God,
this would be really bad if it wasn't. This is good stuff right here. Man.
Holy fuck.
Gotta love a good orb.
I am just a blank screen. God damn it. Okay.
Wait. So we're not sure it's recording.
I don't know. No, because don't know. It's blank. It's just blank.
Toby, so what's the backup plan if there's no nothing
I think
recorded?
It is. I think it is, but you know, I'm just waiting for it to update.
Jeff, it's still blank. I'm fucking worried over here.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yes, Santa. What happened to our Santa. Stuff, Santa?
Right Santa. Now, the two crowns and the orb.
Oh, yeah. He steals the orb and the crowns.
He stole that orb.
Shoves the orb up his ass, and then he's off.
But listen to this.
Okay.
They were buried with this shit, right?
What? Buried?
Oh, they dug him up out of a grave.
No, the thieves didn't.
Oh.
They were buried with it, but I don't know if it was the museum people or what, they exhumed the crowns and the orb and then put them on display in the museum.
Oh.
So
you're saying the king and queen were buried with their fucking jewels?
Yeah, but then I'm saying they opened up their graves, took their fucking crowns out so that they could put them on display for people to look at. And I'm thinking,
wow, that's disturbing the peace.
Isn't it disturbing them? They were buried with it.
They're going to be haunted forever.
And they're like,
you
know what? They have some really nice shit in that coffin. Let's pull it out and let people look at their dead shit. I mean, isn't that weird?
Why wasn't it passed down to the next king? Or did they not have a king after them?
They probably just got buried with it. It was their shit, and they got buried with it.
But
and
normally
then the next
gets
king,
passed down.
Then they have a new one. They get a new one.
But it's usually family.
It's just
passed down.
I don't know. I think, like, taking stuff off of dead people's bodies mm-hmm. is wrong. Mm-hmm. They're buried with it. Leave it. Mm-hmm. Leave it. Mm-hmm. Don't.
I agree.
You know.
I think I agree. Yeah. But if that's a good shit, what the fuck are they gonna do with it?
Heather's like, it was an orb. It was an orb.
An orb is not supposed to be buried. I don't know.
So
I mean, like, I guarantee you when I die, there's nothing going to be valuable on my body. I want it all going to people living.
That's well, I don't have anything like, valuable.
Yeah, you do.
I don't have anything.
You have valuable shit.
I don't. Not that I'm going to get buried with. I don't have a crown.
Well, I don't have a crown, but I'm not going to get even buried with
I don't
my
have a royal orb.
Rain.
I don't have a royal orb.
I'm not yet.
Not yet.
There's still time, Kobe. We can.
But the people that stole the crowns and the orb,
yes,
like got away in a motorboat.
Wow!
Not just a car.
No,
we're talking,
motorboat.
They went by sea.
They parked their motorboat below.
They went by lake.
So this was on display.
Can you imagine that?
This was on display in a church, and they parked their motorboat below the church, and so they just like hopped on the motorboat and like took off, and they can't find him anywhere. They took off, they disappeared,
and they still have not found them, have they?
They have not found them,
so they're still at large, more than likely with not the jewelry and the jewels and the crowns anymore, or the orb,
or
they
the
probably, orb is in them.
They probably sold it on like the black market. So.
Yeah, is there? They no longer have the shit, so they're never getting caught.
Yeah.
Well. That's like Ocean's 11 right there.
It is, isn't it?
I actually love those movies.
Like
me
too.
Shit.
That's like spy shit.
Did you see Ocean's 8?
Yes, I really like it.
I love that too.
It was a twist and a turn, and it kept on twisting and turning, and I love movies like that.
There's not very many movies I own. I own all those.
Oh, good.
Just so my computer has come back, and it looks like it did record everything.
Yay! Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
God love that. That's some funny fucking shit there.
Because that was some good anal probe talk right there.
Oh, no.
Heather's like dissing on the candy bowl here.
Which one are you going for?
Well, I was going for that red one, and then it didn't happen.
Do you want this?
I like this Dove one a lot. This one is really good if anybody eats this one.
They can't see it.
Okay.
It's a Godiva, and it's a dark chocolate like truffle.
Oh shit, yeah.
I'm gonna bite it. I'm gonna show Aaron and Kobe what is inside.
Bite it. Tell us how good
it
is.
And I love the 60% cocoa.
Mm. That's so good. So delicious. It looks delicious. Can I have a bite?
You can have the rest of that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then drink some wine afterwards because it's really good with the wine.
Oh god, yeah, that's good.
You know, dark chocolate and the red wine is so good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is so smooth.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. All my candies from Costco. Mm.
I love Costco.
I always buy it when it's on sale.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, so we have the sandwich poisoner.
Right, we have nine of these, and we're only on number three. So
and we
let's
have the
get moving.
Jewel thieves with the orb.
All right, here we go.
Okay, next.
This is in New Zealand, and they're having an avocado crime wave.
We are still having avocado crisis at this point.
We are having an avocado crisis.
Because I pay way too much money for avocados. Yeah.
This is desperate times in New Zealand, all right? They have had a two-year avocado shortage.
Yeah, that's no good in New Zealand.
That's no bueno. It's no bueno.
Imagine right. that shortage they have now with the fires.
So now...
Man. I don't even know if New Zealand has fires.
That's it's a separate little
that's
island.
Australia,
it
babe.
Is. I know they're really close. No. So the fire's not on New Zealand?
It's on Australia.
Mm-hmm. Are they evacuating new to New Zealand?
No. New Zealand is nowhere close to Australia.
Saying, is the Australian going to New Zealand? I thought New Zealand's close to Australia.
Nope.
Oh, there goes my geography.
Oh, Tasmania is the island.
Where is New Zealand? So it's nowhere close to Australia.
No.
Fuck.
Okay.
Sorry, college professor on the geography. I fucking failed on that.
All right. So because avocados are in shortage and they're super expensive, there are about, $3.30 for one avocado.
That's insane. Sometimes $4 for the big ones.
For it's one so avocado.
It's expensive.
So what happens is people start stealing the avocados.
Oh.
So black
so
that
they
ship.
Will sneak in the middle of the night into the orchards and steal avocados and sell them on the black market.
Oh, I would do that.
Yeah. So some farmers are taking matters into their own hands. So they're putting like razor wire around their orchards to try to keep out.
Razor wire.
Like barbed wire, like around, around like their fucking avocado trees.
You got to protect that shit.
Yes. So in one orchard, this guy found two robbers that were stealing avocados. They each had a duvet cover, like from your bed, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Loaded with $4,300 worth of avocados.
Wow. And the farmer found them.
And the farmer, they got caught. Yeah, they got caught.
Good.
And so...
Oh, God.
So what they're doing then, oh gosh, this one guy caught two thieves, older men that had these long sticks with a hook at the end to reach up and take all the avocados off of the tree.
Oh shit. He should have stole their tool.
And one of the older men had to flee on his mobility scooter.
Wait, those don't go very fast.
With avocados or without the avocados?
How do you flee on a mobility scooter?
There's no fleeing.
It's just
you
like
walk faster than
I can't.
Things.
I can't even. I don't know how that happened.
Well, he finally got caught. I'm assuming.
Holy shit! So it said he fled. I don't know.
Maybe
the guy that had the orchard couldn't run or something.
Or maybe there was two, so maybe he had the one the one that fled on his.
Scooter.
Special scooter that goes literally under a mile per hour.
2.5 miles per hour. So what's happening is that people, since avocados are short, they just put their own avocado tree like in your backyard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
There is a waiting list now to get avocado trees at the nurseries because there aren't any because everybody wants an avocado tree. Mm. And even people that put them in their backyards, people come and steal them out of the backyards. Mm. You have to put razor wire around the avocado tree in your own yard.
I am so getting an avocado tree.
We can't have them here.
Why?
It's too cold.
What? But it's so warm in
the
summer.
They won't grow.
Fine, I'll put it in my house.
They'll die in the winter.
I'll put it in my house.
Do it. I dare you to fucking do it.
I'm going to put it in the craft room. In a big old pot, and I'm going to grow avocados in my house.
Do it.
Okay, really quick. So, New Zealand is close to Australia.
Is it?
Just saying.
Yeah.
So I was like, I thought it was.
Oh, look at that.
And sorry, Kobe,
me
didn't
right. Kobe Ron.
But
me
they
right.
They don't have any fires in New Zealand.
But look how close they are. That's what I was asking. You think they're evacuating to New Zealand from Australia? Because they were putting people in the
boat. But maybe Tasmania, because maybe Tasmania is a little island right south of Australia, right?
Is it that little white spot right there?
It's a little, I think it's
Not that big one. That would be New Zealand.
Tasmania, I was right.
Yeah, New Zealand's that big island.
You guys rock.
I so told they're probably you fleeing I knew there. Geography. I knew geography.
I thought it was up.
Where did you think it was up with?
I don't know. Like
because
up.
When you said up, I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to give it to her.
I thought it was
pretty
up.
Pretty damn sure it's by Australia.
You're like, you don't know what you're talking
because
about.
Because there's that little tiny space between hey, Australia and New Zealand.
I don't know anything about geography.
Maybe you were thinking about Tokyo.
Yeah. She probably was. But that little strip between
I
the
think
two
I
islands,
was thinking about like fucking Iceland or something. Well, I don't
oh,
know.
Oh, yeah, that's way.
But every year on my Shark Week that I watch every year since I was 8, they talk okay. about this little part between New Zealand and Australia about how this is a big shark, great right.
Oh,
white
yeah, yeah,
shark
yeah.
alley they, thing yes, between they, these two islands.
Gotcha, yeah. gotcha.
So that's why I was like, do you notice I didn't argue with you?
Well, and like yeah. with Finding Nemo, didn't well, they talk about
I
the...
sounded like I knew what I was talking about.
There's
that little drift thingy.
Yeah, what's it called? The Great Barrier
Reef.
Reef.
Great Barrier Reef. And then there's that...
That,
What's it called? Where all the water, there's the thing where the turtles go and the sharks.
It's like a tidal wave thingy, but I'm not saying it correctly.
What's
it's
it called?
A really good, like
the thing. Water just goes. It's kind of like a stream, but it's in the
like
ocean.
Like they don't have to swim. They just like have to get into it. And then it just
like a
takes
jet stream,
them.
But in the water. The yeah.
There is a good word for it.
Anyway.
I know it's on the tip of your tongue, but it's not on all mine right. either, so
it's
I can't
like
say
it. It's like a jet stream, but in mm-hmm. the water.
All right. Number four.
Here we go. Somebody steals $98,000 worth of ramen noodles.
Why?
Ramen Why noodles? Would you want them?
That's so
Why?
Cheap. That's like $4.
This is in Georgia.
Wait. How many ramen noodles?
$98,000 worth, which is 300,000 packets.
Gonna say, that is not wow. very much money. What is that? Like what? Yeah. 200,000? 500,000?
300,000 packets of ramen. Why?
That doesn't dollar equal each. 300,000. You can get them sometimes four for a dollar.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So 25 cents a piece. We're talking like $150,000 worth here.
And that's not what do you why do ramen? With them? Why not gold or something tangible?
And they're not like, they're totally nutrient deficient. Like they're not, there's nothing in them that's good for you. It's just shit.
Were they trying to feed a country?
It's like stealing $98,000 worth of shit. No one should eat that. So, all right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, maybe they were saving a foreign country that was starving.
I don't know.
They might have been.
They might have had good intentions. Yeah.
Oh, shit. And it was stolen from a fucking trailer park off the highway.
Oh! Okay, whoa.
The one, trailer park people stole
one
it?
What trailer park had that many ramen noodles?
So now I would need to know why a trailer park had 300,000 packets of ramen
what
noodles.
What the fuck was this trailer park doing?
I don't know. I don't have any what? Other notes.
I don't get why they had so many ramen noodles.
Oh, my God.
They didn't
want
to have to go to the store very often.
Maybe it
something.
Was a big sale.
Maybe.
And they just bought out clearance. All the stores in the state.
Yep.
Of mm-hmm. their ramen noodles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe right. they were doing a backyard sale.
Maybe they were selling them
like
for
the taco
like
guy
cents.
You guys talked about. Remember the episode I think you talked about where the taco guy like stole all the taco meat or something? He stole the taco or the
fajita.
The fajita bandit.
He did like $500,000.
Maybe that's what they were going for with the ramen. They like wanted to do, you know, a big feed.
Then it got stolen.
Yeah.
Then all their ramen got stolen, and then it was not good. So their whole plans of their massive ramen went
failed.
Down the drain.
Yeah.
Yeah. No well, ending shoot. World peace now.
No into that, world ramen peace.
No. No.
All right. Okay. Our next one is this man, Mason Tackett. This is in Kentucky.
Oh, God, it's home, close
it's
to home.
Kentucky.
I like it better with in Germany.
He
no offense, Germany.
Almost shot his cousin.
Oh!
Held him up at gunpoint because he was stealing his cheese grater.
You don't fuck with someone's cheese grater.
Hey, fresh grated cheese. You just
he
can't
also,
go without
that. He was also stealing an empty bottle of Lysol and some soap.
Wait, so, empty bottle of Lysol.
Empty bottle. Mm. Why?
He sounds really smart.
So why would you go into someone's house, take a cheese grater, an empty Lysol bottle, and some
he was
soap?
Making meth.
So what?
He,
yeah,
oh,
what are
there
the
you
two?
Go. There you go. That's
that,
it
that
right
might
there.
Work. You have to have a cheese grater to
grade down some of the ingredients.
Crystals,
I guess.
Maybe.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
I don't know. I've Sudafed. Never made meth.
I don't know. I haven't either.
I don't know.
I haven't either. I just made
that
up.
I've never even looked up the ingredients to
I
make meth.
I haven't, like, yeah, I haven't made meth. We could try it. I don't know. Get some Sudafed.
Kids, don't try this at home.
Get some Sudafed.
Don't
okay.
do
okay.
it.
Okay. Angie has a lot of Sudafed at work.
I mean, I look like I don't look like someone that would make meth, so they'd probably give me some Sudafed. We can
oh, wait,
try.
Wait, mm-hmm. guess what? There is a C-class motorhome that's just parked in the field on my way up to my house.
Oh, it's like Breaking Bad.
Yes,
yeah.
It is. Thor and I called the Breaking Bad trailer.
Yeah.
It has been there for 2 years.
You know what? I bet
we
you're
can
totally
do that
making
there.
Meth.
I bet you could Google how do you make meth.
You can.
And you can find it online.
I bet you can.
I can look up how to make a bomb, and it will tell me how to make a bomb, which is fucking sad.
Yeah, but you know what, though?
I don't want people making bombs.
K-1-H-E Police Department, don't think we're up to bad things.
If you Google that shit, the FBI will come and talk to you.
God. Thank God about that.
That's good, though. Seriously?
I want people to be looking that up.
How do you build a bomb?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we shouldn't be able to look up how to make meth.
You shouldn't.
Either.
You shouldn't mm-hmm. be able to look that up online. That's wrong.
I feel really yeah. privileged that I don't know any ingredients. Other than, I guess Sudafed, no.
Apparently Sudafed, mm-hmm. which I only get that when I'm sick. Mm-hmm. But apparently.
It works pretty good.
You have
actually.
To sign your life away to get that too.
You
at
do.
The pharmacy, they
you
like
do.
Sign this form and this form. Can I get your picture ID and your fingerprints? I'm like, whoa, maybe
can
blood
I have
here?
Some,
no, you're getting
can I have some blood and your firstborn Serious. Child, please?
Yeah. Can I get a DNA swab and a hair sample? Okay, thanks. Have a great day.
All right, hope you feel better. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Okay.
They should give you some like some free Kleenex if they're gonna do all that shit.
Yeah.
But wow. yet, if you want like condoms or something, like, sure, have all you want here. Yep. You're only 14, whatever. Here yep, you go. Yep.
But if you want some Sudafed.
But if you're sick and you want Sudafed, I'm nope. sorry. Do you have a doctor's note?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you have clearance from the FBI to get this? Yeah. I don't think so.
Is that all just because people use it to make meth?
Yes. Yeah.
So they track yes. it.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. Is it
I know,
Fed
right?
Sudafedrin or the Fedrin,
whatever it is, it's the Sudafed that has the decongestant mm-hmm. in it. It's the Sudafed mm-hmm. D or Fedrin.
That's the good one. Yeah.
That's why you can't yeah. buy
that's
it.
That's why it's like drains your
whole. It works really
nose.
Good.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. how they make meth. Heather.
But they like break it down and just take the parts out of it and they add it to something else. I don't know. I just know that's part of it because you have to sign your life away.
I
to
just
get
don't
it.
Get yeah. it. Why do meth when there's wine?
I know. It's so much better.
And it makes you regular.
It does. Okay, we're not talking about poop again, all right?
Oh,
we're not
yeah, talking about poop again. That was the beginning. Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys.
All right.
Okay, next topic.
Next topic. Okay. So has anyone ever thought about getting Botox?
Yes.
Yes. I've actually gotten it before.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously?
Yep. I did have a little bit of Botox and filler. I yeah. had. Yeah. About like several years ago before I moved here.
And how was it? How was the experience?
It was good. It hurt like hell. The
really?
Filler hurt really bad because I had a really deep nasal labial fold. The line that goes from your nose to the corner of your mouth. Mine was just naturally deeper on one side. And so the dentist I was working for, he started doing it. And he was like, yeah, I'll just charge you cost for the materials. And so, yeah, he did the filler in the lines. And I did a little bit of Botox above my upper lip. And then he wanted to do a little bit like up here on my eye or my forehead.
Yeah,
I just
yeah.
put it in my forehead. But it hurt like hell because you're not numb and you're not on nitrous. And then the nasolabial fold hurt the worst with the filler.
Wow.
But it's kind of faded a little bit.
So you didn't have it in the back room of somebody's house?
No, it was like legit. And I didn't really want to do it. He was just doing it. He was like, hey, you know, I noticed your line is pretty deep there. Would you want to do that?
Thanks, boss.
I know I did.
Wow.
I was like,
Thank you.
I was like, yeah. I thought I looked pretty good. He's like,
that was pretty bold.
Yeah. Yeah. But he was doing it. And he was like, you know.
I'm sorry. I'm just looking at your face. Do you want me to fix that?
Yeah. Like, hey, your face is fucked up. Do you want me to fix that for
I
you?
I would
okay,
so
great.
Not have the best reaction if one of my dentists came at me with that. I'm like, did you look at your face?
Yeah.
Look at yours.
I'm
look
just
at
looking
mine.
At your face. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to fix that shit right there? I'm like, what?
What? You don't fix perfection.
Yeah. Fuck you.
God.
So anyways. This woman got arrested for running an illegal Botox clinic in the back room of her house.
She was just trying to help people.
Oh,
it's all, you know, DIY at home.
Oh, my
DIY Botox.
How'd she get the Botox.
Apparently,
though.
She bought it from Canada.
You know, you can get some good shit from Canada.
Yes, you can. You can also buy fake Botox from China. That a lot. And they say it's Botox, but it's not. It's like nothing. But
oh my God.
It's probably just water.
Yeah. Something.
Wow.
So she had a back bedroom that she had it converted into a medical office. She had no license.
Uh-oh.
This is in Florida, of course.
Florida man.
Florida.
Now we have a Florida girl.
And so she kept saying she was operating under, quote, Dr. Tom.
We'll have a conversation tomorrow.
Holy shit.
With Dr. Tom.
They could never confirm who, quote, Dr. Tom was.
Very smart.
And she didn't have a license or anything. So, she was arrested because she had booked 100 patients over the course of like 7 years and had been making a ton of fucking money off these people.
But was she making these patients happy?
I doubt it because it was fake Botox.
It wasn't real Botox.
It wasn't real Botox.
Oh.
So she's just making a ton of money and they weren't getting the results.
Right.
Yeah, I'd be pissed.
Yeah,
that's crazy. How you'd be able to notice though?
You should,
and
right?
She wouldn't.
It's pretty instant. Mm. I thought it was instant gratification with it.
It is. Yeah.
Maybe it's like, oh, it didn't
take. Mine's all worn off by now.
Let's try it again. Well, if you have to keep getting it.
Yeah, you have to keep getting it. Yeah.
It
wears, like your body just dissipates it as it's.
Yeah.
For me, if I'm going to start something that has to be like that, it's going to be for life. I'm going to prolong that shit for as long as I possibly can so I don't have to do it because then I'll do it forever. And Kopi, that's going to cost you a lot of money in the future.
I know. Especially if it's fake.
You like how I say that? Because, you know, in the future, when if Thor's not here, it's Kopi. Kopi's my breadwinner. She has to make this still look good. I mean, I'll still work, but not as much as her. That's just how this is going to work.
I gotta have my Heathery looking good.
Yeah, hell yeah. I gotta still look good. You know.
Whatever you want, baby. Whatever you want.
Thank you.
All right. So this next story takes place at a Costco. Everybody loves Costco.
I love Costco.
Everybody loves Costco. What's your favorite thing about Costco?
The samples.
Yep. What's your
favorite
thing?
Love the samples.
Their sales.
Their sales.
Because I am a purchasing manager and I love getting a good deal.
So we're going to go with Aaron.
I know samples are good. Hey, but you know what? This last week they didn't have my lint rollers in stock. And they were $3.80 off this until the 24th of this month.
Fuck that.
6 lint rollers.
You need to complain to somebody about that.
I got a personal phone number for some of the employees. I'm supposed to call them every day and they're supposed to get them back
in
order.
How did I know that you would complain to somebody? All right. And get some free shit. All right.
Fuck yeah.
Picture this. Two elderly men at Costco.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Fucking punching the shit out of each other because someone cut in line to get the free sample.
Oh. No, they only have limited samples.
Oh, man.
They only put so many out, and then if they have a little microwave thing going on there, sometimes they take a long time, especially with a 3-step microwave thing. Sometimes there's a stepper thing there, and I've watched it. I'm just like, because Thor's like a little vulture. circles and circles. Hey. And back in 10 minutes, I'm like, babe, it's not going to happen.
I love the fucking free samples, right? I bought a lot of shit off those samples.
Me too.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I get lucky because I can't eat most of them.
I know. So I eat mine and yours.
I know.
Or Thor eats yours and his.
Well, you know, Thor will make me go get a sample if they told him he's had too many.
I would make you do that.
He has been told that before.
I would do it. Have to take care of you and make that shit pretty, you're going to give me some fucking samples, all right?
I'll do that. That's a good compromise.
And then you have a good excuse like, no, that was my twin sister. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's not a lie.
Not a lie.
That's not me.
All right. Here's what happened, Linda's. All right.
Okay. They're fist fighting over cutting a line at the sample bar.
Somebody pulls out a knife.
Listen to this.
Oh.
A 70-year-old man was patiently waiting his turn in line for a free slice of cheese. Okay.
Which is only going to cost him $6.
Cheese is awesome. A 72-year-old man in Hawaiian shirt strutted in front of him and stole his sample.
Oh, no.
Okay, here we go. Sorry, I don't even know where we left off. Anyways. Are we going now? Okay, sorry. We're having some super awesome technical difficulties this time. All right, so anyways, the man stole his samples and they called the cops.
And no charges filed.
And no charges were filed.
So basically the old men say, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I punched somebody out over that cheeseburger. But yeah.